Oh gosh. Hey guys, today we're going to be discussing women rejecting feminists are still feminist. So we're discussing why women rejecting feminism are still feminist. All right, let's roll the introduction for you guys. What the hell? Let's try that again. Okay, so there's your intro. You got your intro, guys. And now it's time to, I guess it's time to discuss some things. So, women rejecting feminism are still feminists, and we're going to be looking at a video from this lady right here. And her name is Lexi Nichelle, and she talks about why I'm not a feminist anymore. And she says that the video is not clickbait. Kind of obviously is clickbait. But anyway, let's see what she has to say. We'll start now.
I think this is what the kids call being problematic. Hi guys, so today is Monday, July 25th, 2016. Earlier today, actually a couple hours ago, I had tweeted about how I am no longer a feminist and...
Oh, good for you! Bravo! I mean, you are no longer a feminist, so after spending years saying all men are the devil, women are oppressed, and you need more privileges, now you came to the conclusion that you are no longer a feminist. So basically, you just changed your stance like you change your panties. Oh, this is going to be interesting.
And yeah, guys, this is not clickbait. This is 100%. This is happening. And I pretty much have started my channel years ago talking about feminism and how feminist I was and how feminism is great and protecting women and shit, and it is bullshit. I hate feminism. I think it's the worst thing that has ever fucking happened. I have been a feminist. I was a feminist for like five-ish, six-ish years,
and she doesn't look like 30. So you've been a feminist for quite a long time. And you've been hurting the livelihood of men, persecuting men for a long time, and now you decide that you don't want to be a feminist anymore. Something I want to comment about her as well, Lexi Nichelle. Don't quote me on this, but I think she is actually a webcam model. I'm not saying she is, but I think she actually is. I think she talked about it in other videos, what it's like to be a webcam model, and I did not... I did not double check it before I came onto stream because I didn't think it was incredibly important, but actually I'm right. Yeah, so she has a video called 3 Tips Before You Become a Cam Girl, and then she has another video called Stigmas Towards Sex Workers Cam Girl Diary. So yeah, so she is a cam model. She is a cam model. I was right about that, and it's probably along the lines of why she decided to give up on feminism, but let's continue hearing what she has to say.
So this isn't just some girl that doesn't know what feminism is and blah 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 complaining about how awful it is. I have experienced it, I have dabbled in it, I have defended it, and I think it's fucking bullshit. So basically, I have just grown up. I am 23 years old now. I'm not a teenager anymore. I know 23 is, I'm not a fucking like, I'm not like 30, but like I feel significantly more mature. I feel like I have found myself better, and I feel like I don't need feminism anymore, and I feel like feminism is very flawed. Feminism isn't protecting women and creating equality for all genders and all people. It just isn't. Feminism now is about being offended by everything, being overly sensitive, being a whiny little cunt bag, and not doing anything to make things better.
So, wait a minute. Essentially, I didn't hear her say... I didn't hear her say anything about men just now. I'm sure she will, but essentially she said that feminism is not about protecting women. Wait a minute, so you just caught on? You just realized that feminism is an act by a group of women to line their pockets with money and take advantage of anyone dumb enough to listen to them? So now that feminism is victimizing women, so women victimizing women, now you don't like feminism anymore? Oh joy, this is gonna be one hell of a video.
It's just fucking complaining. And I don't know if anybody has realized this, but I have deleted most of my videos about feminism. I used to have about like 1.5 million views on my channel. I deleted so many videos that at the time when I deleted it, I only had like 600,000 views on my entire channel as a whole. And yeah, no one probably realized that, and I didn't talk about it because it's not worth it. But recently, I have been like really attacked about my feminist views and all this other stuff. But the thing is, I haven't talked about being a feminist in months because I am not anymore. And I thought I could just, you know, quietly get away from it.
So after being a feminist for, you're admittingly 5 to 6 years, making videos, going on rants about you are a feminist, you are oppressed, men are evil, the white man is the devil, I mean, pretty much everything under the blue moon, suddenly now you're no longer a feminist, you don't want to be referred to as a feminist, and you want to walk away and pretend like it never happened before. Can you imagine someone who joined the KKK, was an active KKK member, that essentially marched with the KKK, saying blacks need to go back to Africa, defending segregation, racial profiling, even lynchings. And then suddenly at the end of that, at some point they decide that the KKK is no longer beneficial to them. They realize the KKK is just exploiting them and using them to acquire wealth and control a specific narrative. And then they decide that they want to distance themselves from the KKK when the KKK is in reality not doing anything for them. So they say that they are no longer members of the KKK, and they expect people to stop associating them with the KKK as though they were not a part of that narrative. They did not help to drive that narrative home. They were not white supremacists. So feminists are female supremacists, and she was a part of the female supremacy group. And suddenly she was doing that for 5 to 6 years, and then she just woke up one day, and after realizing that it wasn't getting her the shit that she wanted, or it was taking away more freedoms than benefits, she decided she didn't want to be under that label anymore. She was no longer a female supremacist, but she wants people to accept her as non-female supremacist because it's such a very negative thing in society these days. You've got to be kidding me. You've got to absolutely be kidding me. This is the type of narcissism that I'm talking about with these women. They go out, they do things that hurt the lives of men, hurt themselves. They create chaos, and then when shit hits the fan, they want everything to stop and to just go away. Everything just go away. It's like they burn down their own homes, and then they want their homes to live in. Like, you just have to scratch your head. They start a fire, they burn down all the homes around them, and their home gets burnt down as a result. They burn down my home, they burn down his home, and then they lose their home, and then they want a home to live in. You've got to be kidding me. That's the illogical brain of a woman, and that's something that we are going to continue seeing. You can't just say I'm a supremacist one day and I'm not a supremacist tomorrow and expect people to not talk about your past as a supremacist.
Not talk about it anymore, but no one will let me have anything nice and quiet. People will still attack me and they're like, oh, you're not a feminist because da 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 da. And it's people that hate feminism, and it's people that are really, really scary feminists that like are coming at me about it. And it's because I'm fucking not. Fuck you. And that's one of the reasons why I didn't want to be a feminist anymore, is all these fucking standards I had to live up to. And fuck you. I don't fucking know you. I don't have to like do anything to stay in this cool, edgy Tumblr group. I actually deleted my Tumblr probably.
Okay, so basically, she got her, the feminist tried to take control of her, told her what to do, and now she's hating the fact that she's being told what to do. She doesn't like being told what to do. Welcome to the reality. Did you really think that you were going to be able to say and do everything you wanted and you weren't going to get told what to do by someone? Usually that's how oppressive groups work. They basically tell you that it's about freedom, and then after they oppress the so-called oppressors, they begin oppressing the very members that they're saying that they are liberating. That's how communism works. Don't you get it? That's how Marxism ideologies work. And now that women are getting a true taste of Marxism, which they have been pushing for and pioneering, they're like, "Oh, this shit doesn't taste so good. Oh my gosh, this tastes horrible. You know what? Let's just get rid of that. Let's just go ahead and get rid of that. We don't need that. We're just gonna forget about that." You've got to be kidding me. Got to be kidding me. Women brought this onto themselves. They did this to themselves. They made their bed and now they don't want to lay in it. And it's something that I just have to say is downright ridiculous. It's a joke. It's a fucking joke. And that's just how women are. They tear things down and then they expect for them to be rebuilt immediately. It's like a woman persecutes someone and then she's shocked when people don't want to have anything to do with the persecutor, or people can call her a persecutor. It's ridiculous. You can't attack someone. You can't belittle a group of people. You can't say all men are rapists and then decide that, oh, well, I'm not going to be a part of the group that said all men are rapists anymore. And I would like if you guys just stop talking about it. It's like women, like you can, women can literally do the most fucked up things, the most deadly things, the most heinous things, and think that people have to roll over and simply pardon them or act like it never happened. Like you've got to be kidding me. It's like someone committing murder and then, oh, I mean, it happened, but why do you have to keep calling me a murderer? Can't I just want to put it behind me and move on with my life? This is a woman. This is a woman. I mean, just look at her. She is acting like she is so unaccountable for being a feminist. Like it was nothing. Like her time, she hates feminists, but her time as a feminist was nothing. In fact, she'll probably come out with another video at some point saying, "You know, I wasn't ever really a feminist." Come on. Come on, guys. You have to realize that these women are all the same. They're all narcissistic. They're all deplorable in this method. They're all focused on themselves, their wants, their needs, and once shit hits the fan for them, they want a man to come in riding on a white horse and save them, and they don't have agency for their actions. I've talked about it before that women don't have agency, and you can clearly see it here with her that she does not have agency. She's not taking responsibility for the fact that she was a feminist. She just does she now wants to be disassociated with a part of a group that she helped pioneer.
About a year ago or more, I don't know, like 6 months to a year ago, probably a year ago, because I got fucking sick of it. As like a sex worker, feminism talks over sex workers to tell them how sex workers should be treated. It's a bunch of fucking whiny, suburban, usually white fucking bitches telling people how sex workers, how they are and how they should be treated and how we should talk about them and whorephobic. You're whorephobic. Like, shut the fuck up. Like, excuse me? Like, excuse me. I am a sex worker. Use the fucking term homophobic around me. Like, go fuck yourself. That's the dumbest term I have ever fucking heard. Fuck you.
So essentially, the feminists are calling sex workers whore, and they refer to them as whorephobic. So they're trying to say that being a whore isn't a bad thing, while she doesn't want to be referred to as a whore, even though she's a sex worker. I will admit, though, I scratched my head with the sex worker thing because she's a cam model. Now, I don't know if she's ever had sex on cam. If she's had sex on cam, then that would be sex work. But I don't think that cam models are sex workers. If you're just performing on a camera, I mean, a girl taking off her clothes on a cam or masturbating, I don't think that's a sex worker. I think that's just a girl masturbating on a cam. I think a sex worker is a prostitute, to be honest. And, what did she really expect from feminists? Did she think that she was going to get a lollipop and they were going to be all nice and sweet? I mean, did she think that they're better than men? And, it's wrong when men don't use the politically correct terms, but when feminists come up with a term such as whorephobic, essentially confirming that cam models are whores, but there's nothing wrong with being a whore, just like there's nothing wrong with having HIV and you should be proud to show your status, like so many feminists are now pushing on the internet. What the hell did she expect? And you know what? She didn't expect anything. She thought that feminism was going to get her everything she wanted. She thought it was going to let her talk to men and do whatever, talk to men however she wanted, walk through society and be a prissy little doll princess and get away with murder. And now that feminism is dying and that it's telling her what to do and literally describing her however it sees fit, feminists are calling her a whore. Now she's starting to feel bad. Now she's starting to feel ashamed because the men, here's something funny about men. Men aren't calling her a whore. I don't consider her a whore. I do not consider her a whore. I don't consider her a whore. But feminists call her a whore. They label her as a whore and they're trying to say, hey, be proud of being a whore. And she's saying, wait a minute, I'm not a whore. Yes, you are. And it's okay. There you guys go. Feminist women can be some of the nastiest people on the face of the earth. Yes, they can, and they can discriminate against other women in ways that men obviously will not. I remember when I was in college, and a lot of girls were complaining about female professors and saying they never have a problem with men, but now that they're dealing with these cunts are making their lives miserable. I'll tell you something. When I lived in New York, I remember sometimes I'd get on the bus, and there were times when people would get on the bus and they didn't have exact change, or they were missing a quarter, and usually the male bus driver he would just like press a button and say it's okay, don't worry about it. I don't know if I've ever seen anyone get kicked off the bus, when they didn't have all the money. Maybe like usually if they had something. They usually, the bus driver said, don't worry. And he just pressed a button. And it was like, male bus drivers always had like a lot of authority. And if even for like women, there were times when I saw a lot of women get on the bus for free. For free. Or get onto, they were taken care of. But when it came to women, whenever it came to a woman, I literally would watch women put women off the bus if they didn't have exact change, if they were missing a quarter. They would say, no, you're gonna have to get off. I can't help you out. Get the hell off my bus. I mean, women are usually just so nasty and so mean. They are not polite to each other. They are not formal to each other. They're very cannibalistic also. Like, if they are responsible for resources, they're holding on to those resources for themselves. They will burn those resources out, but they don't want another woman to burn their resources. I shit you not. They are not caring. They are not giving. They don't like to share. That is a woman for you. Let's continue listening to this little princess.
If you're not a sex worker, do not fucking talk over me when I'm trying to talk about my fucking problems, okay? And I had problems like that on there. I had problems being like coming out as bisexual. I would always be talked over and told how I'm supposed to act as a bisexual person and how bisexual people should be. And it's just like, go fuck yourself. Like, I just hate it. It's just gross. I really love super misogynistic rap music. Rap music is my favorite. I love trap music. I love rap music. I love music about how women are hoes and all this other shit. It's just, I like it.
So she likes being dumb. She likes songs where men are being dominating women, essentially. She likes being sexualized. She loves it. Think about it. I mean, look at how she dresses. Look at, and there's nothing wrong with that. I think that she's a pretty girl for the most part, but she likes sexualization. She likes men not putting her on a pedestal. She likes aggressive men. You can tell. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's about freedom of self, freedom of expression, freedom of speech. But here's the funny thing. You're the same person that was with this group of people that would demonize people for having a different opinion, for seeing things differently, for enjoying different things. But now when But now, when you are losing privileges, when you are losing rights, when you are being told that you can't listen to a certain kind of music or enjoy a certain kind of media because it offends women, oh, now you're sad. You know, don't forget, these are the same people who said air conditioning is sexist. So does that mean that we need to go out and feminists should go out and boycott all ACs right now because air conditioning is a sexist and it's not built or designed with women in mind? You gotta be kidding me. Come on. Come on. And look at that face. Look at her face. You know, it's like she doesn't seem to realize like she did anything wrong. And do you notice that Pokeball behind us? It's kind of dirty. It looks like it has like a dirty spot on it. Like, you know, it's cool that you have a Pokeball and you've got like a one of those dolls from like one of the Studio Ghibli movies, I think. That's cool, you know, your background is cool, but that stain on the Pokeball, like that is so gross. Like, what the hell is that stain? Like, is that like vagina fluid or like did you like not wash up properly and like something like came off like maybe behind your like did you put your ear on it? Like have you been washing behind your ears? What the hell is that dark stuff on it? And I'm not trying to shame her, I'm just saying what the hell is that dark stuff on the Pokeball? 'Cause that is just grossing me out. Like how do you it's not that hard to get a little bit of color safe bleach and wash that off. It isn't you. I mean, like, there's like literally sprays. You don't even have to throw it in a machine. You know, you can just like spray something on it and just wipe it off. But you know, we're not gonna focus. We're not gonna fixate on the dirty Pokeball. Let's go back to the video.
I enjoy it, and I was told that I hate women because I like it. I'm just like, I am a woman. I don't hate myself. I fucking love myself. I'm great. But yeah, and it's like, I recently came out about really enjoying a lot of really problematic channels. I love iDubbbz. I love Filthy Frank. I love H3H3 Productions. He's not as problematic, but he's associated with a lot of these channels. Leafy, I like these channels. I have a really sick, probably gross sense of humor. I have a dark sense of humor. I think things that aren't funny to most people are really fucking funny. And it's like, I'm not gonna change the things I like because feminism tells me I have to. And I just don't really.
Wait a minute, but weren't men supposed to change the things that they like because feminism told them to because it's sexist? So men who liked, you know, rap music that women thought was sexist, we shouldn't listen to that. Or men that enjoy engaging in sports or competitive things, women say that these are aggressive things that men are doing and men should engage in these types of behaviors, are drinking or you know even swearing. Men shouldn't do these things, are sitting with your legs with a space between them because you have a cock and balls. Don't do that either because it's a sign of power tripping and attempting to exert dominance and oppress a woman. I'm kind of wondering. So it wasn't okay when men did any of these things. Men were told to bow down to feminists and do and change their bad masculine behaviors. Anything that men did that women didn't approve of, even things that women did, and they said it's okay for a woman to do it, but don't do it because you're a man. It's interesting. But now that feminism has totally said, "Hey, we're gonna control everything you do, and we're gonna tell you how to live your life." Now you are no longer a feminist, and it's okay for you not to be a feminist, and you can say and do what you want, but men cannot. You know, it's interesting because this is the same type of woman who basically says, I'm not a feminist, but she still wants all the goodies that feminists got for her. She still wants her right to vote. Still wants her free birth control. Trust me, she does. She still wants subsidized housing from government. She still wants the cops to basically take her word first. She'll say that that's a lie, but that's absolute bullshit. Everyone's in it for themselves. She basically wants all the privileges that feminism has awarded to her without any of the responsibilities or penalties or the control, social control that feminism is perpetuating today. What a fucking hypocrite.
Agree with it anymore. That's just it. I don't agree with it. And I can't sit here and say that I think feminism is helping anybody because it's really not. It's just, for the most part, it's just a bunch of suburban girls that grew up with a lot of privilege, went to a really expensive fucking college to study gender studies or whatever they studied, and they think that they know everything there is to know about how to respect another human being while disrespecting them. And I'm just over it. I'm over being told that I need to act a specific way. I'm over being held to these standards that are just fucking stupid.
She's over being held to these standards that are just fucking stupid, but men were held accountable to these so-called standards. Men were held accountable to a million different standards, and we still are being held accountable to these standards by society, by everyone. But the second that feminists start holding you accountable to feminist standards, now you have a problem. This really dictates the amount of freedom that women have had in society for so long, and now they are literally ranting against the very system that they put in place because it is controlling their freedoms of what they can say and do and how they're perceived. Oh, figure, cry me a river.
It's just, I hate it. I hate it so much. It's such just a fucking toxic environment. I grew up really fucking poor in like a really shitty Midwestern town, and I still like struggle, you know? Like I had to do everything for myself. And feminism told me that I should whine about how things aren't equal instead of going out there, getting a fucking job, doing what I want to do without anybody like judging me. Just fucking do it. Just fix your fucking life. Don't blame others for how fucking terrible everything is, because that's what feminism tells you to do. That's what Tumblr tells you to do. Don't fucking go out there and attack somebody because they're not as feminist as you. Like, I had so many problems with other feminist people when I was a feminist. Like, coming to me, I don't know what my hair is doing, it's just a lot right now. Coming to me, arguing with me, and trying to fight with me about how I'm not feminist enough. Like, go fucking do something. Like, you all are more worried about fucking nipples on Instagram and shit like that. And I'm just not fucking doing it anymore. I'm not participating in this fucking bullshit. I am not a feminist. I don't agree with feminism. I think feminism actually made my life significantly worse. I was the most depressed.
I mean, notice yet again, it's all about me, 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 me. Me, 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 me. Feminists have been mean to me. Feminists have been telling me what to do. Feminists have been fucking up my fun. Me, 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 me. Me, 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 me. Maybe at the end she'll discuss about how feminism has hurt men. Maybe she won't. I haven't heard her mention once yet, I don't recall it, about the damage feminism has done to men. But again, she might put it on as a side note at the very end. Although, again, at least it seems like she's being a bit more honest, because it's all about me, 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 me. Me, 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 me.
I was the saddest. I was the least motivated whenever I identified as a feminist and was like constantly like defending feminism and shit. Feminism is just flawed. It's
constantly defending feminism. So she was the same woman who was defending feminism, pushing it down everyone's throat, pushing the feminist agenda down the throat of men and other women. And now that she decides that feminism is a hate movement, it's a movement that oppresses women, now she is no longer feminist. So after probably bringing a bunch of other people into feminism, she is no longer feminist because it is not fair to her. It is infringing on her freedoms and her rights and basically classifying her in ways that she doesn't like. She doesn't like being called a whore. Go feminism, right?
Just bullshit. It's the cause isn't helping anybody. It just isn't. And that's my honest opinion about the matter. You guys can try and debate that all you want. I know my channel was built on me talking about feminism and stuff, and
so she built her entire platform on feminism. She built her channel on feminism, and now she wants to deviate away from feminism. Like, how disgusting and ugly is that? Where you basically spend all this time, all these years, defending feminism, putting feminism on the map, saying that you people need to embrace feminism, telling men why they need to be feminist, and now you're not a feminist anymore. and you don't even want to talk about the reasons why you weren't a feminist. You just wanted to just forget about it and act like it never happened. When your channel became popular, you just said it, your channel became popular based on the very notion that you were discussing nonstop feminist content, and then you suddenly decide you don't want to be a feminist anymore and you don't want anyone talking about it or even referring to you as a feminist, just putting it in the past like it never happened. You've got to be kidding me. I said it already. It's like being a member of the KKK, saying you're not a member of the KKK anymore, and people not, and then expecting people to say, wait a minute, weren't you just a white supremacist the other day? So do you still have these beliefs? I mean, how do you go from saying kill all men to saying, oh, I'm not a feminist anymore? So wait, you don't believe that you should kill all men? Because that's what you guys were saying yesterday. I mean, you actually tweeted the hashtag. I don't feel like talking about it. Come on, guys. This is the type of narcissistic woman that we're dealing with within society. That's why I said the legacy of feminism will die. No, let me correct myself. The name feminism will die, but the legacy of feminism will live on. She's still a feminist. She loves first wave. She loves second wave. She loves feminism. She loves the Equal Representation Act. She loves all the laws that feminism has gotten passed. She doesn't talk about any of those. She just hates that feminists are now telling her what to do and how to do it. There you go.
My channel's not that big. Like, I still recognize most people's usernames as they follow me throughout the years and as they stayed following me. I still recognize all of your usernames. I appreciate all of you. Like, thank you for following me this long and da-da-da. And if you still are super feminist and think that it's just healing the world and it's just the greatest thing that's ever existed, good for you. Like, that's great. You may not want to follow my channel anymore. I just don't care. I just want to be fucking happy. I just want to do and say whatever I want and be as crude as I like. I don't want to be talked over anymore. I don't care. Really, that's all I have to say on the matter. And, I'm not talking about it ever again. I'm sure there's still some content.
She's not talking about it ever again. So that's just like a feminist for you, to silence people. You basically say and do things that oppress others. You take a certain standpoint, and then when you decide that it's no longer something you want to support, you say you don't want to ever hear about it again. I mean, can you imagine that? You know, you do things, you do something so deplorable, and you're sitting here talking about all the reasons why you hate feminism, and so can't you understand why people would question and call you out being a former feminist, being a person who previously identified as a feminist for a long period of time, endlessly defended it, and even created a popular channel based entirely around feminism? This, my friends, is the nature awful woman, where they don't have agency. They don't take responsibility for anything that they do. They create a mess and then they walk away from it and say, don't associate me with the mess that I created. In fact, I didn't really create it. That's a woman.
That you can find of me talking about feminism and stuff, because I just haven't deleted everything, but I just don't care. And I'm gonna keep doing my super problematic, awful, horrible, horrendous, anti-feminism, woman-hating stuff all I want. And life is gonna be excellent, because I am not worried about other people being as feminist as me, because I am no longer one. So yeah, guys, thanks for watching, and I have some really cool sex toy and lingerie reviews and unboxings to do this coming month. And yeah, guys, stay happy. Don't let some weird fucking internet feminism cult tell you what to do. Have a good day, guys. Bye.
Wow. So after, don't let some weird internet feminist cult tell you what to do, but you are a part of the weird internet feminist cult telling people what to do. So basically, I'm scratching my head on that one. You are no longer a member of the cult of feminism, but people should not be a part of it because you say it's okay not to be a part of it now. But the feminists say feminism was all about equality and they didn't really understand what feminism truly was. And again, you were one of those same people that was likely using that narrative that people simply don't understand what feminism is. But after being a feminist for 5 to 6 years, you're now saying that you don't want to be a feminist because it oppresses you and your rights and freedom to do whatever you choose to do in life, plus it mislabels you. Really? Talk about the hypocrisy of feminism and of women in general. They have no agency. They have no consideration. They only see themselves as victims and the world as oppressors around them. And just to intercept right here, guys, I want to remind you that if you want to help this channel out, please consider heading over to my YouTube homepage, clicking on the PayPal donate button at the top and leaving a donation. If you have a video request, include it in the message section. I'll make a video for you. I do 30 podcasts a day, and every donation helps so I can continue making this quality content for you guys. I just also want to remind you that if you want to ensure that you never miss another Angry MGTOW video ever again, consider going over to any video. Clicking on the little bell next to the subscribe button, that's a notification button. And then clicking on the checkbox, making sure it's checked, send me all notifications for this channel. Hit save. If you've already done it, you don't have to do it again. And this way you will never miss another Angry MGTOW video podcast. You will always get notified when I put out a new video or I'm on a live stream. We're going to continue to see women like this individual pop up from time to time. We're going to continue to see women like her that basically think they're on top of the world and someone owes them something. And, you know, they basically can oppress others. But when they become ultimately oppressed, they are no longer the oppressors. And, you know, at no point does she talk about what feminism does to men and how feminism treats men, because she does not care. It's always been about me, 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 me. That is the very core of female nature, and it's something that men have to understand. And that's one of the reasons why millennial women are so screwed, because I said it before, that white men are not going to forgive these women for what they have done. I mean, who does she think is going to protect her when shit hits the fan? Who do you think that she's going to be able to turn to when shit hits the fan? Without sounding racist, let's talk about resources very quickly. If you want to look at the percentage of black men in America who actually have resources, educations, and the capacity to actually provide for a woman, the number is pretty low. Blacks only represent 13% of the population. Black men would make up 6.5% of the, not even 6.5, was it 6.5? They'd make up 6.5%. So, I mean, are right around there. And when you factor in that less than half of that group has college degrees, something like 80% of all black men don't have a college degree, don't have an education, may be incarcerated. So that only leaves something like 20% of available black men. So who are you going to go to? You're not going to be able to date black men. So, and then what? You're going to pick up an Asian guy? Asian men typically date Asian women. That's kind of how it works. And the Asian population is even smaller than the African American population. So your only option, statistically speaking, is really going to be a white guy. And do you honestly think that white men, after all the shit that you've put white men through, they're going to take you back? A non-mangina white man is going to take you back into their lives after saying, kill all men, oh, kill all white men, white genocide, pushing for the agenda of killing, harming white men, suppressing white males, saying that white males are born with privilege, and indoctrination. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Massive levels of racism. Who does she think is going to save her? White men aren't going to save her. White men aren't going to save anyone but themselves at this point. I'm going to sit back and I'm going to enjoy and watch everything burn to hell as these white girls are running in the streets, crying for help, begging, and no one comes to their aid. There will be some people who come to them, though. The bastards of single mothers, not being racist, but that is made up of a lot of people of urban descent, you know, that are from urban society. Those are the people who are going to come to these women, and they are not going to come to help them. They're going to come to take and exploit them. And I want to know if you agree that at the end of the day, these women have made their beds. And despite the fact that they say that they are not feminist or they are abandoning feminism, they are still feminist. They are still feminist. She is still a feminist. They still have feminist ideologies that they hold dear to them. They just don't like the label anymore. They basically don't want to be called a feminist anymore. They don't want to be told what to do by feminists, but they still want all the spoils that feminism has gotten for them. And they could give less of a rat's ass how men have suffered under feminism or the continued indoctrination. that feminism is pushing upon men in society. Let me know if you agree in the comments section that women like this are still feminist, even though the so-called ex-feminists, anti-feminists, they're all feminists, like Lauren Southern included. You know, just because they say, talk about feminism as cancer doesn't mean that they're actually rejecting feminist ideals. They're basically just rejecting the label, but the legacy will live on. I want to know what you think in the comments section. If you liked the video, definitely please go ahead and hit the like button. Please subscribe, and if you liked the video, share the video. And I want to hear more of what you have to say. I want to know your opinion. I just really want to know what you guys think. Because honestly, I think that things are going to hit the fan. I'm just going to hit the fan this year. Trump is changing things. Brexit's happening. Men are going their own way. And the world is becoming a more interesting place. Let me know what you think in the comment section. If you liked the video, hit the like button. Please subscribe. And if you liked the video, share the video. And just remember that all roads, not some roads, lead to MGTOW or death.